claims bill. I again would suggest that we do that again this year. I don't think that this is something that state taxpayers should be on the hook for. Orange County has already compensated this individual in large amounts. I just don't think that there's a state obligation here. The law is very clear. He did plead guilty, and I'm not one willing to vote to put taxpayer dollars out on this crime.
Senator Tarlickson, you may close.
Thank you. I just say this is real simple and appreciate the comments that Senator Ackerman made. By voting for this claim, we grant a measure of justice in a system that went haywire, that violated someone's constitutional rights severely. And we send a strong message from this legislature that we will not tolerate that kind of abuse of our constitutional rights. I urge an aye vote.
Call the roll, please.
Onestad? No. Ackerman? Aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Aye. Ashburn?
Aye.
Batten? No. Calderon?
Aye.
Sadio?
Aye.
Cogdell? No. Corbett?
Aye.
Correa?
Aye.
Aye. Cox? No. Denham? No. DeChaney?
Aye.
Dutton? No. Flores?
Aye.
Harmon?
No.
Hollingsworth?
No.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kuehl?
Aye.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Machado?
Aye.
Maldonado? Marguette?
Aye.
McClintock?
Aye.
Migdon?
Aye.
Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Oropesa?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Parada?
Aye.
Aye. Riley Thomas?
Aye.
Romero?
Aye.
Runner?
No.
Scott?
Aye.
Semidian?
Aye.
Steinberg?
Aye.
Tarlickson?
Aye.
Vincent? Wiggins?
Aye.
Weiland?
No.
Yee, aye.
Ayes 28, noes 10. Measures adopted. The final bill, 176, Senator Runner.
Thank you, Mr. President and members.
Please read the bill.
Oh, sir.
Assembly Bill 2143 by Assemblymember De Leon, an act relating to insurance.
Thank you. AB 2143 extends the sunset date for the Urban Auto Fraud Grant Program from January 1st, 2010 to 2015. The grant funds programs for fraud division and organized automobile fraud activity programs under the Department of Insurance and supports countywide programs targeted at successful prosecution and elimination of organized auto insurance fraud. The program has been very effective. This can be shown by in the year 2005-2006, the outcome was that nine counties were awarded nearly $8.5 million in grant funds that led to 283 prosecuted cases, of which there were 272 convictions. This bill will ensure the continued funding of that state program and agencies to continue combating auto fraud, and sponsored by the LA County District Attorney, and has broad bipartisan support. I ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Onestad? Ackerman?
Aye.
Alquist?
Aye.
Ashburn?
Aye.
Batten?
Aye.
Calderon?
Aye.
Sadio?
Aye.
Cogdill?
Aye.
Corbett?
Aye.
Correa?
Aye.
Cox?
Aye.
Denham?
Aye.
DeChaney? Dutton?
Aye.
Flores?
Aye.
Harmon?
Aye.
Hollingsworth?
No.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kuehl?
Aye.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Machado?
Aye.
Maldonado?
Aye.
Marguette?
Aye.
McClintock?
No.
Migdon? Negrete McLeod?
Aye.
Oropesa?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Parada?
Aye.
Riley Thomas?
Aye.
Romero?
Aye.
Runner?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Semidian?
Aye.
Steinberg?
Aye.
Tarlickson?
Aye.
Vincent? Wiggins?
Aye.
Weiland?
Aye.
Yee, aye. DeChaney, aye. Migdon, aye. Onestad, no.
Ayes 36, noes 3. Measure is adopted. We have the special consent calendar without objection. Ayes 39, noes 0. Wharf consent. Ayes 39, noes 0. If there's nothing further to come before the House, Senator McClintock. Yes, Senator McClintock.
Thank you. Mr. President, I noticed that Republican opposition to tax increases came under attack in the last couple of days by the President pro tem with these words. If they want to let the great state of California slide into Arkansas, that's going to be on them. Well, I simply wanted to rise to point out to the Senate that after 30 years of exceptionally bad public policy emanating from this room, Arkansas is starting to look pretty good compared to California. Arkansas just announced a $177 million budget surplus. California, of course, is reporting someplace in the $15 to $17 billion range of deficit. Arkansas's bonds are rated two grades ahead of California's now by both Moody's and Standard & Poor's. Arkansas's unemployment rate in June was 5%. California's was 6.9%. Arkansas's verbal SAT scores averaged 574. California's 493. Arkansas's math SAT scores averaged 568. California's 513. By the way, California has the highest marginal income tax rate at 10.3%, which I'm told a majority in this House favors raising. Arkansas's highest rate is only 7%. California's sales tax, which I'm told the governor favors raising, ranges from 7.25 to 8.75%. Arkansas's sales tax ranges from 6 to 8.5%. Our corporate tax rate is 8.84, Arkansas's 6.5%. Mr. President, I hope that this disabuses any members of the House of any misconceptions they may have over the nature of Republican opposition to these tax increase proposals.
Thank you. And I believe if my civics serves me correctly, you do not need to live in your district if you're a member of Congress. So. Senator Yee.
Chairman, in memory?
Yes.
I rise to note the passing of the Honorable Joe Fernike. He's a man that's been referred to as Mr. South San Francisco for his community services. He died of a heart attack yesterday morning, and he was only 58. Mr. Fernike had 26 years of public service when he decided to take a break and focus on his family rather than to run for re-election in 2007. He's a San Francisco boy in that he decided that he wanted to go into teaching and went to USF to earn his bachelor's degree in sociology and teaching credential. He is not only well-known but well-loved in his community. During his four-year tenure as teacher, he met his future wife, Denise Bava, who's a fellow teacher at the El Rancho Elementary School. He is survived by his wife and also daughters, Megan and Danielle. But what impressed me so much was the fact that here is the man at the height of his career, but instead of running for re-election, he focused on his family and decided not to run for re-election. And they were on a vacation and unfortunately died of a heart attack.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Anastat.
Mr. President, members, I'd like to adjourn today in the memory of nine very brave individuals who died in a helicopter crash in my district the other day fighting fires. As we go home this weekend and we go about our daily activities, just be mindful of the fact that there are still hundreds and hundreds of people fighting fires and protecting the citizens and the property of the state of California, some at great risk. Over 2,000 fires so far in California this year, more than three dozen still of them active, and two-thirds of those in my district. And we have a lot of brave young men and women out there risking their lives. Unfortunately, Tuesday night, a helicopter crashed up in Trinity County, killing nine individuals and injuring four critically. Three of them are here at the UC Davis Burn Center. One is still up in the hospital in Redding. I would ask you that your thoughts and your prayers go with them. Be mindful that these folks were from Oregon, coming here to help protect California. There are others who have died this year and many who have been injured. And so as we go home this weekend, I would ask you just to be mindful of the fact that life goes on for many of us, but for some of us it doesn't. And I want to adjourn in the memory and have your thoughts and your prayers for the families of these brave people who gave their lives in service for the state of California. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Calderon.
Just per announcement, again, elections committee hearing immediate following caucus or immediately following session, Mr. Pro Tem?
No, caucus.
No caucus.
No.
Oh, after caucus. Okay, so immediately following caucus, elections hearing, one bill.
All right. Senator Wiggins.
I want to adjourn in the memory of Claire Courtney. She was an icon of progressive activism on the North Coast and a longtime North Coast Environmental Center board member, and she died in Eureka on June 30th at the age of 81. Courtney quickly embraced and became formidable within the local political scene and beyond. In 1968, she campaigned for Gene McCarthy for president and again for George McGovern in 1972. Locally, Courtney joined the Democratic Central Committee and became quite influential there. She founded or co-founded the Humboldt County Commission on Human Rights, the Board of Redwood Chapter of the ACLU, and the North Coast Cooperative, which is a great place, believe me. She was an early activist in the effort to establish a Redwood National Park and was a longtime and dedicated supporter of Six Rivers Planned Parenthood. Courtney is survived by four children, Eric Courtney, Pam Masterson, Brian Courtney, and Deidre Sunderland, as well as her nine grandchildren, and she's going to be missed.
There's nothing further to come before the House. We will stand in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We'll reconvene on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you all. There's a caucus, Democratic caucus, immediately.